This is GQDN for your April Fool's Day, Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Questworthy as well. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. Great people. Great people. In today's news, I did say April Fool's Day, right? Yeah, that's in there. We got some Crimson Desert news, and we got some lawsuits going on. But we begin today with the race to world first, because the second part of the rating season for this tier is now live. And right now, there are only two bosses. Only two. Lauren, Child of Alar, is the only one that's been attacked. And here's your top three. Don't Heal Phase 1 has one pull, and they just instantly wiped. Method, 24 pulls, 76.35%. And Echo, at 77 pulls, now at 60.54%. So they're getting after it again. Liquid is not in the top three, but we'll keep our eyes on it, and we'll get you updated tomorrow. Who takes them down? We don't know yet. And by the way, the recording is just before 3:30 Eastern time. So if you hear it later on and you find out that, oh, that boss is already down, well, you know why you know now. But we need to get to some lawsuit updates. Both IGN and Nintendo Everything is now updating us on Nintendo versus Power World, because the United States Patent and Trademark Office has denied Nintendo's patent, and they also ordered a re-examination of the patent. The IP lawyers did criticize the U.S. patent system for awarding it, and the IP expert, Florian Mueller, did go to social media, and they did say that Nintendo shouldn't have received a, quote, summon character and let it fight, end quote, patent anyway. And the video game patent lawyer, Keg Sigman, told PC Gamer, quote, these claims are in no way allowable, end quote. Pokemon Company are now currently embroiled in an ongoing litigation with Pocket Pairs Power World in Japan, and the patents are part of the lawsuit. So, does this now go through? Well, Nintendo did not respond to what was going on with the re-examination, and John A. Squires has begun the re-examination process on the non-final office action last week that rejected all 26 claims to the patent. Now, the rejection is non-final, and Nintendo can respond within the next 2 months, and the time limit can be extended if the company does make a request, and it could also appeal in the federal circuit. Power World, on the other hand, had launched already on Steam, $30, and Game Pass and Xbox in early 2024. After the launch, comparisons were made between Power World's pals and Pokemon, and some were accusing Pocket Pair of, quote, ripping off, end quote, the Pokemon designs. But we shall see. And we shall see what goes on with the entire thing. But we go to Eurogamer, because there's another lawsuit. And this is about the cruise online. You see, Eurogamer said that Reuters did share the news yesterday about France's leader, Consumer Association, UFC, Kyushu, and they said on Tuesday that it filed a lawsuit against Ubisoft on the shutdown of the online racing game, The Crew. While it states, quote, the case could have sweeping implication for millions of players worldwide. And it could, according to Eurogamer, because of the public backlash and more lawsuits have already forced Ubisoft to give some offline modes to The Crew 2 and Motorfest, so they remain playable once their servers go to sleep too. So The Crew could still be played online. So the Stop Killing Games movement, the Beckett's lawsuits, which did allege that Ubisoft misled consumers about the performance and the purchase, which imposed abusive contractual clauses, stripping players of the ownership rights. So there are two lawsuits. Here we go. Now we go to the technology side, the hardware side, because another chip has gone up in price. According to TheVerge.com, there's a 16-gigabyte version of the Raspberry Pi 5, and it's going to almost double in price. Originally, it's $120, but it's going up by $100. Now, the CEO, Eben Upton, did say that it's not going to be permanent. That's what he said. Quote, "The circumstances in which we find ourselves are challenging, but in the future, they will abate. When they do, we will reverse our price increases. Until they do, we will continue to work hard to limit their impact in every way we can." End quote. Now, the Raspberry Pi 4 with 3 gigabytes of RAM is available starting today, priced at $83.75. So $84. So it's more of what do you want. Now, we get some games that are coming, and maybe some other good stuff. Starting with PushSquare.com, because Revenge on Gold Diggers is now on the PlayStation Store for $15. And this is a live action type game that did hit the PCs pretty well. And some of the discussions on whether the developer was enforcing the gender stereotypes is a part of the game. So you play as Wu Yulin, which is a former victim of gold digging, who is now going undercover to expose the women committing said acts. And the developer of the game said that this game is morally gray. So if you want something, well, morally gray, you can try that one. And the Ubisoft teams of Xbox, the Heroes and the Might and Magic, the Olden Era, according to PureXbox.com, is going to Game Pass. And that'll be coming to Game Pass on April 30th. And it does have an early access date. Now, the game does have free demo on Steam. And the demo is mostly positive. So if you want to get it, all I can say is that's no joke. But this is. Blizzard's at it again. Hearthpond.com. It'd say that Hearthstone still messing with players. Because there's a blue post. And it's about 4.1.26 for Hearthstone. Here's the blue post. Quote, "This completely normal and very real patch includes updates to Hearthstone, Arena, and more. Wink. Bullet points. We apologize for this, but regrettably, for today only, we've restored the sorry emote. Based on players' feedback, Herald is now Herald. Added additional cataclysms to Deathwing Worldbreaker, including overflowing toilet, and forgot to cancel the free trial." And there's some card updates too. Boulderfist Ogre, 6 mana, 2 attack, 3 health, Colossal plus 2. Oh. Let's say Boulder Fist. Boulder is 1 mana, 2 attack, 2 health. And Fist is 1 mana, 2 attack, 2 health. And of course, there's another card, which is Mr. Clocksworth. And, rewind. So on and so forth. There's some changes to cards. I'm not going to go over all that stuff, but you kind of get the joke. Well, this is no joke. PC Gamer said that Crimson Desert has just hit 4 million sales. And while it had a bad launch, we'll just say that, it still got 4 million sales. As a matter of fact, Crimson Desert got up on X and said, quote, "Crimson Desert has sold through 4 million copies worldwide. Thank you to all the Greymanes who have been a part of this journey with us and for all of your incredible love and support." Well done. But if you like Fallout, Fallout Season 2 is now up on Amazon Prime Video. And, well, it's doing pretty well. Because thanks to The Hollywood Reporter, we now know that it reached 83 million viewers worldwide. That is huge. And yes, I'm saying that. Well done, well done. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news and an update to the Race to the World First. So until then, go play some video games, people.